Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. Today we're talking about Elon Musk again, and this article comes to us from Reuters. The title says, Bitcoin and Ethereum prices seem high, says Musk. Billionaire CEO Elon Musk said on Saturday the price of Bitcoin and Ethereum seemed high at a time when cryptocurrencies had hit record highs, with Bitcoin crossing the $1 trillion market capitalization threshold. The chief executive of Tesla, whose recent tweets have fueled the digital currency rally, made the remark on Twitter while replying to a user who said that gold was better than both Bitcoin and conventional cash. Now, it's not just the comments from Elon Musk that have been fueling the explosion in Bitcoin price. Yes, Tesla did go into the market and buy $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin. But they aren't the only Fortune 500 company looking at Bitcoin. They aren't the only big corporation that's looking to put Bitcoin on the balance sheet. And that seems to be the investments by these institutional investors into hundreds of millions of dollars, into billions of dollars, seems to be what's really driving up the demand for Bitcoin. The article continues, it says, Musk, who earlier in the week remarked that he found the prospect of holding Bitcoin adventurous for an S&P 500 company, said in a tweet, money is just data that allows us to avoid the inconvenience of barter. That said, BTH and ETH do seem high, LOL, he said. Well, this is another one of these, I don't know, almost like Zen sayings that Musk seems to come out with, where they can be interpreted any way you like. Even the definition of money can be debated. If we go to the Cambridge Dictionary, say, for money, the definition says coins or bills, especially pieces of paper, that are used to buy things or an amount of things that a person has. How much money do you have on you? Quote, $100 bills and a few coins. We invested the money in a high-interest bank account. If we go to Merriam-Webster.com and look at their definition of money, it says money definition is something generally accepted as a medium of exchange, a measure of a value, or a means of payment, such as how to use money in a sentence. Wow. Here's another definition of money from Wordnik. It says a medium that can be exchanged for goods and services and is used as a measure of their value on the market, including among its forms a commodity such as gold, an officially issued coin or note, or a deposit in a checking account or other readily liquefiable account, the official currency, coins, and negotiable paper notes issued by a government, assets and property considered in terms of money or monetary value or wealth. That's a pretty wide definition of money. So you can see why it's so easy for people to change the idea of money from, say, dollar bills to Bitcoin. And as people are doing that, it's natural the price of Bitcoin is going to increase. So whether or not Bitcoin is overvalued right now, who's to say? Now, the article goes on. It says, Bitcoin, the world's most popular cryptocurrency, hit a fresh high in Asian trading on Saturday, extending a two-month rally a day after the digital currency's market capitalization exceeded $1 trillion. So we see that the Bitcoin market has hit the trillion-dollar wall and apparently blown through that. Ethereum, or Ether, is the second largest cryptocurrency by market capitalization and daily volume. Musk, an ardent proponent of digital currencies, has defended Tesla's recent purchase of $1.5 billion of Bitcoin, which has ignited mainstream interest in the digital money. And there you have it, Elon Musk again commenting on Bitcoin, and Bitcoin just seems to keep on going. Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News. This is not financial advice.